Should we give Big Fat Big Fatty a call?
Yeah, let's see.
Big Fatty.
Oh, he's on too.
Is another well, because I told him to be.
Oh,
I do some planning.
You do. You do some grunt work.
So, Big Fatty has a podcast. What Carolina is he from?
South.
And I don't know.
What, can you tell me his website, or should we have him tell us?
Yeah, let's have him.
He's also nominated in the GLBT category of podcastawards.com.
Oh, I might be able to see him on the cam too.
Yes. Will he be jacking it off?
Maybe. Let's see.
Oh, you know we have some straight male listeners.
Hi.
They've been getting in contact with
me. We'll talk so much about vag in a little bit, so stay with us, fellas. Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We'll talk so much about vag in a little bit.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 465 of the BFO for Monday, the 16th. I say the 16th of November 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got all kinds of things on the list here. Plus, I'm going to tell you about tire shopping and the coupon. Oh, but right away, love a coupon. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's been quite, quite the weekend. Big Fatty did not have a whole lot to do. Y'all, it was just wonderful. It was just wonderful. On Friday night, I had an announcing gig, and that is why there was no Little Fatty Cast on Friday night. Blame it on Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, we always do. It's not a problem. We are so used to blaming it all on Big Fatty. And, I had that, and then, Friday night, after that was over, I just had the extended coma on Friday evening. Woke up Saturday morning at a at a reasonable time, and then Saturday. What did I do Saturday? I believe it was a Camisole day. Let me think. What did I do Saturday? Break Friday. What did you do Saturday? I don't remember what I did Saturday. Oh, poor Break Friday. He just don't remember. But Saturday night. I was a sloth, y'all. I was a sloth on Saturday sloth. And, then Saturday night, I got myself all gussied up, and I went out and, had, some adult beverages, with Granny and Miss Porter. And, there were some other folks, some other former coal miners there at the, Patrick's Pub on Lindicum. And, we just chitter-chatted, and, all this kind of stuff, and then, let's see, what else? What was it? What else did I do Saturday? Oh, y'all, I was overserved. I was overserved, and it was wonderful. It's been a while since Big Fatty had been overserved, except on that Little Fatty Cast. And then Sunday, got up, and I went to the Sam's Club, y'all. And did a little shopping out there. Picked up some different items. I needed coffee filters, y'all. And I needed, what else did I need? I needed some, they have the good coffee out there. You know, I like the, what do you call it? The 8 o'clock Colombian coffee. It comes in the brown bags, the whole bean. Because, you know, I've got that good coffee grinder, coffee pot that cuts up the beans for you. And, then needed coffee filters, and then I got some other stuff too that I didn't really need, but y'all, they had the good turkey breast, the boneless turkey breast that Big Fatty just loves, and I cook it in the slow cooker, y'all, and so I got one of those, and I am going to put that on Sunday night and let it just cook overnight, and y'all, I'm just gonna enjoy some turkey. Not tofurkey. It is not tofurkey, but turkey. And then after the Sam's Club, I went to the Publix, as always. And y'all, I had forgotten that, you know, we all know that Big Fatty the first item appearing in the Publix that signals the kickoff of the holiday season is the cinnamon brooms. You all knew that. Oh, Big Friday, we knew that. You have reminded us of that a million times. But y'all, did you know that there is a second item that tells you you're really getting into the meat, into the meat. You have seen the meat of the holiday season. You know, you're getting close to the tofurkey giving and the of the crema. And y'all, and that is y'all, do you know what it is? Can you guess what it is? Oh, Big Freddy, don't make us wait any longer. What is it? Y'all, it is the holiday loose nut display. And y'all, who does not enjoy a loose nut display? Because y'all, you know, when you think of Christmas, oh, Big Freddy, we love to get up on crema morning and enjoy some loose nuts. Well, y'all, Big Fatty gets up every morning and enjoys some loose nuts. Oh, Big Fatty, you had to go there, didn't you? And so, y'all, the holiday loose nut display was yuck. That, y'all, okay. And then let me just tell you about the coupon. Y'all, I'm a little distracted today, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because a gentleman caller just left a few minutes ago. Let's see. Big Fatty today spent... What did I spend today? Where is it? Big Fatty, where is it? $29.78. Y'all, I didn't need that much today. Didn't need that much. But y'all, I saved $21.48. So almost. We're approaching the 50% mark. I'm trying to beat... Bjorn, y'all, Bjorn is a coupon queen, y'all. He is the coupon queen as far as I'm concerned. And y'all, the penny coupon was for the Publix jumbo meat franks. Oh, we love a jumbo meat frank. Y'all, there was other stuff that Big Fatty got that it was, I didn't really need anything per se. And I got, I had some good coupons, though. Good coupons! And, and y'all, the good Oscar Mayer bacon was on sale, too. Gotta love that. Y'all, I bought some of the thick slice bacon out at the Sam's Club also. I'll be enjoying that with some Pepperidge Farm swirl bread French toast. Because, y'all, it's just delicious to make your French toast with that swirl bread. Just delicious. And y'all, the thing that I really like about the swirl...
This just ended the BFO Alzheimer's desk. Big Fatty forgot to wish Lurie Warbucks and Pafreddy a happy birthday.
Swirls, but no raisins. No! No raisins! No! Big Fatty does not like the raisins. No! So, anyway... y'all, I meant to tell you about this a couple of weeks ago, and the holiday loose nut display reminded me of this, and I'll let you figure out why it reminded me of it. Oh, Big Fatty, this sounds like it's going to be dirty. Well, it probably will be dirty if you figure it out. But y'all, they had, you know how they have the what do they call it? The fortune tellers that'll read your palm and... Oh, Big Fatty, your death line has crossed itself. You should be dead by now. And y'all, they had something, and this is the honest to God truth. They had something on the TV about these people that read your toes. Oh, Big Fatty, that is just terrible. And y'all, toe reading, you know, and I mean. No, I don't want anybody... Y'all, first of all, as a general rule, people's feet are just ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And, but y'all, let me tell your feet. Let me tell your future, because I'm going to look at your toes. And this little piggy went to market, and this little piggy stayed home, and this little piggy had roast beef, and this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. Oh, Big Fatty, enough of that. So, y'all, I will not, please, do not send me a gift certificate for the complimentary toe reading, because I will probably pass that up, y'all. Probably just pass it up. Ooh, no, do not pass up a toe reading. Yes, I will pass up a toe reading. Y'all, while I was out at the Sam's Club on Sunday, I decided, you know, because Big Fatty, the Ford Explosion has got to have new tires. And y'all, if you are an expert, if you are a self-appointed expert in the rubber tire market, please get in touch with Big Fatty and give him some wisdom or a place. Give me some ideas of the place to get the good deal on the tires, because I gotta get four new tires. New tires for the Ford Explosion. And y'all, this shit's expensive. Do you know how much tires cost? Well, y'all, they gave me the price of the ones that they had in stock that would fit the Ford Explosion. And y'all, the ones that they had in stock range from $142 a piece to $180 a piece. And y'all, until the end of November, there's a $50 discount if you buy the Goodyear tires. So anyway, and you know, y'all, I mean, there's some of them that are $200 and something a piece. And you know, these are the special order ones. And y'all, the cheapest one they had on here was $146 a piece. And y'all, that is for the Goodyear Forterra HL. And I don't know if that stands for High Lily High Low. Oh, Big Freddy, you know how to bring in a musical theater reference. Oh, we're just so proud of you. But y'all, I need a little help. Because, y'all, this shit's going to cost, and, y'all, the thing is, it's not just the tires. They get you. They get you because they charge you $15 to install them and to balance them and fix them and get them all ready and everything. And then there's the tax, y'all. There's the tax on top of all that. So, y'all, I'm looking for these three that they had in stock. It would be, for four tires, it would be $676. Or $678, or $791, and y'all, that's a lot of money. Oh, Big Fatty, but you're loaded. Maybe Lori Warbucks will buy those tires for you, for his birthday. Wouldn't that be a nice thing, y'all, if Lori Warbucks wanted to do that? But y'all, I've got a couple of things that came in to the, and I know I'm just nattering, because y'all, it's a train wreck today. It is an absolute train wreck today, and that's what the artwork will be today. Oh, I didn't mean to pull up the manhunt. But anyway, I'm going over to the e-letters. Y'all, I've got, dear Gussie, I've got a lot of things. But y'all, I don't know if you have seen this or not, but y'all, Dennis out there in the Colorado. And I don't know that I've spoken to Dennis before. But Dennis, thank you for sending this in to me, because y'all, this is just horrifying. But y'all, there was a picture that he sent in to me, and he says, "Break Friday, thought you may find this sad and funny that big balls have caused a death. Do I see a mandatory warning label above all big balls? Okay, I have now got an express ticket to hell." And y'all, evidently someone was killed on the big balls. And anyway, I'm just going to read this to you, because y'all, it's just bizarre. It's bizarre. It's just bizarre. And y'all, this is out there, the Dateline, Los Angeles. And I don't know if it is the on the surface of the sun or where, but it says Dateline, Los Angeles, a contestant who was hospitalized after competing briefly on the game show Wipeout died 2 weeks later of a stroke apparently caused by a rare condition. Tom Sparks, 33, was participating in the first segment of an obstacle course October the 19th when he complained of knee pain, according to Endemol, the company that produces Wipeout for ABC. Producers had him stop, Endemol said. On-set medics examined Sparks and noticed he was short of breath. Y'all, he's fat, too, just to let you know. Because, you know, they need more fat people on the big balls. And they took him to a local hospital. He was moved to the Cedar Sinai Medical Center. Y'all, that's where the Jews go. That's where the Jews go when they, when you know, and who knew that Sparks was a Jew? But, and underwent several brain surgery. Y'all, his knee hurt, and so what did they do? They gave him brain surgery. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. According to therap.com, and y'all, that is spelled with a W. It's not rap. Which first reported Sparks' is November the 5th death. Y'all, he's been dead for 10 days, 11 days. Sparks couldn't be couldn't be saved because of the brain damage that had occurred, the website said, citing an email to alumni from a faculty member at Sparks' alma mater. Y'all, it just gets weirder. My knee hurts. Well, quick, let's have some brain surgery. Sparks, a former Sun Valley, Idaho radio disc jockey, earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Southern California. I believe that is the USC Left Coast. And later earned a master's degree from the USC Annenberg School for Communications and Journalism. In a statement to the Idaho Mountain Express and Guide, yo, why the fuck are they talking to Idaho? I don't know. Oh, because he was from Idaho, that's why. Oh, everybody, get on with it. Bill Sparks, his father, said doctors determined the stroke probably was caused by antiphospholipid antibody syndrome, known as APS. Y'all, I'd rather call it APS than antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. That just sounds, that sounds awful. But APS is associated with recurrent clotting events, including premature stroke and heart attack, according to the APS Foundation of America's website. Wipeout. Contestants undergo medical examinations before they are cleared for the show, Endemol said. However, the diagnosis of APS requires specialized blood tests, the foundation said on its site. We offer our heartfelt condolences to the family, ABC and Endemol said in a joint statement. This is a tragic loss, and our thoughts are with them at this time. Sparks, who was a runner and recently competed in a marathon, had just married and was competing on Wipeout with his wife, Kate, on a couples episode. The show is in production for the third season and will premiere next summer. Y'all can't wait to see him die on the show. And y'all, he's fat. I'm telling you. There's no way he could. Y'all, he didn't run a marathon. Y'all, he'd have trouble driving a marathon. But anyway, and he wasn't even on the big balls, y'all. He wasn't even on the big balls. So, you know, I don't know. But Dennis, thank you for sending that, because that may be the most unusual news story of the week. Because, y'all, nobody does the most unusual news story of the week. But I think that's going to be it. Y'all, I want you to do me a favor. I know you've all been very... Oh, dear Gussie. I know you've all been very good about going over to thepodcastawards.com to vote for the BF. And you can do that daily. However, you can only vote for the PNS explosion once, according to Noah. But you can vote for the BFO every day. But y'all, while you're at it, go over to www.deomi.org and y'all vote on the Defense Equal Opportunity Management Institute's survey on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's deomi.org. And go over there and vote for that. And y'all, it doesn't matter if you're a homosexual or if you're a straight man. You know, we all like to sit down and sit back and listen to Noah say...
We'll talk so much about Vag in a little bit.
And that's why you can only vote for them once. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.